ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。
おはよう東京、こんにちはニューヨーク、こんばんはロンドン。
さくらです。
Peter here. Onomatopoeia lesson 11. Just disgusting.
こんにちはみなさん。 Hi everybody. This is Sakura.
Welcome to JapanesePod101.com's Onomatopoeia series. In this series, we're exploring the world of Japanese onomatopoeia.
そうですね。 There are two types of Japanese onomatopoeia. 擬音語 and 擬態語。
擬音語 are the true onomatopoeia that mimic sounds just like in English.
Such as wan wan, nyan nyan,
woof woof, meow meow. Gitaigo, on the other hand, describes a situation, feeling, or state using a sound.
Such as pera pera, fluent in foreign language.
So we hope you'll join us on this enjoyable ride into the wonderful world of Japanese onomatopoeia. Without further ado, let's get on with this lesson. So far we've learned onomatopoeia that describes smile, laughter, cry, and complaint.
Such as ゲラゲラ笑う
laughing hard,
ギャーギャー泣く
crying out loud,
ガミガミ言う
nagging. You know the last one quite well, Sakura.
はい。いつもガミガミ。早くしなさいとか。
Sorry, so it's quite an array of emotions. But in this lesson, you'll learn some onomatopoeia that expresses the emotion of
anger.
Such as?
カンカン、イライラ、and ムカムカ。
Now, we can't translate them without context. So, Sakura-san, can we hear them in context?
Okay. Here are some passages that include today's lesson's target onomatopoeia, ね。その日、コンピューターが何度もフリーズをして、僕は本当にイライラした。しかも隣のうちのテレビがうるさくてムカムカしていた。だから僕は壁を蹴った。壁に大きい穴が開いた。妻はカンカンに怒った。
Really good sentences. Let's do them one at a time and put in the translation.
Okay. その日、コンピューターが何度もフリーズをして、僕は本当にイライラした。
On that day, my computer froze multiple times, which really made me irritated.
しかも隣のうちのテレビがうるさくてムカムカしていた。
What's more, my neighbor's TV was on really loud, which disgusted me.
だから僕は壁を蹴った。
So I kicked the wall.
壁に大きい穴が開いた。
And made a big hole in it.
妻はカンカンに怒った。
My wife was furious. Now, we covered three onomatopoeia phrases, right?
Yes.
Sakura-san, what's the first one?
イライラした。
I got irritated. Second we had?
ムカムカしていた。
Feeling disgusted. Finally,
カンカンに怒った
was furious. First, let's take a look at イライラ, which refers to the feeling of irritation or frustration caused by things not going smoothly. And it's used with the following verb,
する.
So,
イライラする
to feel irritated. Now, can you read the sentence one more time?
その日、コンピューターが何度もフリーズをして僕は本当にイライラした。
On that day, my computer froze multiple times, which really made me irritated.
So the speaker felt irritated, because things were not going smoothly.
Well, the computer freezing.
そう、フリーズしてたから。
Again and again.
Yes.
Okay, what's the second onomatopoeia?
ムカムカ。
In context, please.
隣のうちのテレビがうるさくてムカムカしていた。
My neighbor's TV was on really loud, which disgusted me.
Muka muka indicates a feeling of discomfort due to anger or nausea.
So both.
Both. So so.
So, muka muka is usually followed by the verb
suru,
to do, just like
iraira.
And lastly, the third onomatopoeia is
kankan. 妻はカンカンに怒った.
My wife was furious. My wife became furious. Now,カンカン describes the state of being sunny.
The sun, ね。カンカンに照っているお日様。
In context with extremely strong sunshine. Or, it's kind of think of it as intense, right? The sunshine is intense.
Yes.
So when it's used with anger, it's intense anger.
Yes.
Furious.
そうです。
So when kankan refers to anger, it precedes or comes before the particle?
に.
Plus the verb?
怒る.
To get angry.
Kankan can be followed by copular or linking verbs. For example, you can say, 妻はカンカンです. Or 妻はカンカンだ. For my wife is furious.
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 Okay. Now, as we mentioned in some previous lessons, repetitive onomatopoeia indicates a continuous action or state. So, whereas shorter versions describe actions that only occur once, right?
Right. イライラする becomes イラッとする.
A little irritated.
So that irritation just comes and goes. あ、イラ。まあいいや。まあいいやってね。
Yeah, you don't snap. You know, like you go to your limit, but then you come back down. You kind of calm back down.
じゃあ例えば、ピーターのジョークを聞いてイラッとした。
So Sakura-san was saying, my jokes are pretty funny, and she wants to laugh, but she pulls back. No. So it makes her a little bit irritated, but doesn't kind of push her over the edge and get her into the state of the irira suru.
So, the irira suru is for a certain, you know, amount of time, irira suru. Like, my daughter is, you know, not getting ready for school or, come on, みたいな、irira suru.
And the state is kind of ongoing. So, what about mukumuka? It becomes?
Mukatto suru or mutto suru.
Can we have a sample sentence?
それを聞いて昨日はずっとムカムカしていた。
So, since I heard that yesterday, I've been feeling disgusted. So, the ongoing state.
そうですね。
Verse?
それを聞いて一瞬ムカッとした。
When I heard that, I got upset for a moment. So, I heard my ex has a new person. So, if you still like that person, maybe it's like ムカムカ。
ああ、そうですね。
But if you don't really, you're kind of over that person?
ちょっとムカッとした。まあでもいいや。
Yeah, I don't really care anymore.
そう。しょうがないよ。
Now, Sakura-san, is mukatto suru related with mukatsuku, which is a pretty strong way to say, I am ticked off or I am kind of pissed.
Mukatsuku is a strong word. Mukatsuku is from the onomatopoeia muka muka suru, and it also describes the state of being disgusted.
So they are related. Now, Sakura-san.
Hai.
I often like hear muka muka suru when it's kind of related to symptoms
yes.
with stomach.
So. Like if you're, you know, driving and nandake, norimono yoi?
Ah, you feel kind of sick, like
yes,
motion
yes,
sickness.
So. Or if you drink too much, de kimochi ga waruku naru. You feel sick. You say, chotto muka muka suru.
So the feeling of being nauseous.
So desu. And it's quite popular to add i. Stomach in front of mukatsuku or mukamuka suru.
And that means that's describing a symptom.
So desu. Like, iga mukatsuku or iga mukamuka suru. You feel sick. So you're not really disgusted or anything. Also, you're just feeling sick. So it used in, you know, both different cases.
So one is, the first one we kind of spoke about is a feeling. And the second one is more like a symptom of your stomach.
So desu.
Okay, again, inside the lesson notes, there'll be an explanation about this. Okay, Sakura-san, let's recap the usage of the words we looked at today, and we're going to do this with sample sentences. So, first phrase, please.
The first phrase is irairaする.
To feel irritated.
車が大渋滞でイライラした.
I got frustrated because of the traffic jam. Okay, second word.
ムカムカする. To feel disgusted. 嫌なことを言われてムカムカした.
Someone said some really bad things to me, and I was disgusted.Lastly,
カンカンに怒る
To be furious.
学生が宿題を忘れたので先生はカンカンに怒った
Since the students didn't do their homework, the teacher was furious.
そうですね。イライラする often relates with time, doesn't it? Like, you want to go and 早く kind of feeling. ムカムカ is more, なんて言うんだろう。感情的
Emotions.
そう。
Yeah, but...I think ira ira is the most important because you're going to use this quite a bit.
そうですね。あ、can I just say another one? あのね、よく girls often say like, あ、ムカつく。You might hear that often. It's not as bad as disgusted, but, ムカつく.
Yeah, you'll often hear this, especially with close friends.
Yes.
The closer the relationship, the stronger the words.
そうですね.
And this is a strong word. So when interacting with friends, or like Sakura-san said, like high school girls, when they're interacting with each other and someone's teasing or having fun with someone else.
そうそうそうそう. Teasing, ね. そうそうそう.
You'll often hear this.
ああ、ムカつくってね。
Okay, that is going to do for this lesson. Now, remember, learning onomatopoeia is essential for greater fluency and for taking your Japanese to the next level. Be sure to stop by the website JapanesePod11.com and pick up the lesson notes. There you'll find a detailed write-up of onomatopoeia that appeared in this lesson. Also, on the website, you can access some of the previous lessons. With a basic or premium membership, you can access all the audio and lesson notes from this and other lessons. To find out more, stop by JapanesePod11.com. That's going to do for this lesson.
はい、またね!